today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty, dear brother, dear sisters, dear Muslims all around the world, Salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. We are in the second night of Qadr, the night of destiny. Please keep us in your prayer, and by Allah's name, we'll start today's special. Ya Laylat al-Qadr, ya Fawla Barina, khayrun min al-Dahr, bil'afwi tatina. Ya Laylat al-Qadr, ya Fawla Barina, khayrun min al-Dahr. Today, Friday, is the 20th of the month of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 2nd of the month of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Ya Rabb, Ya Rahman, Ya Khaliq al-Akwan, Ya Rabb, Ya Rahman, Ya Khaliq al-Akwan, Zidna min al-Iman, Fi Laylat al-Qadr. Fi Laylat al-Qadr, Ya Fadl Barina, Khayrun min al-Dahr, Bil'afwi Tatina. We're going to speak about Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr, the night of destiny. Laylatul Qadr is a celebration to commemorate the arrival of the final guidance for humans. It is a tribute to the commencement of the message revealed to mankind by their creator, a message which shows them the way to achieve happiness in both the worlds. Just as the arrival of a child is celebrated on its birth and then every year, as a bringer of joy and fulfillment for the family, Laylatul Qadr is celebrated as a bringer of light and guidance to mankind. Unlike the birthday, which is celebrated with a feast for the senses, Laylatul Qadr includes a feast for the spirit, a feast of worship and prayers. Some ahadith indicates that the fate of every believer for the coming year is decreed on this night, Laylatul Qadr. That is why the du'as and supplications for this night ask for special favors in the decree for the year. Believers are encouraged to stay awake the entire night and pray for blessings and forgiveness. It is the holiest night of the year, and it would be unwise to be heedless of the tremendous benefits of this night. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to talk about the eves of decree, Layali al-Qadr. At the same time, it must be indicated that the mere fact that on such a night or on such an eve, the Holy Quran was revealed unto the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it signifies that it must be a good occasion and it must be the best possible time for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to receive the last divine writ or the last divine scripture in its entirety. And more importantly, it must be indicated that one of the indications as asserted in the Holy Quran is that this night or the eve of decree is equal to over 3,000 nights. And or nights and days. Why? Because of the importance of the Laylat al-Qadr. From this, I mean, based on this Quranic assertion, it must be indicated that the value of Laylat al-Qadr isn't because of the hours, for example, how many hours, I mean, the night will last. No, it goes to the significance and importance and religious occasions that took place on Laylat al-Qadr for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the same time, it's asserted in Islamic instructions that on such a night, all the divine angels came down to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to congratulate him. And after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's certain that every year on such a night, all the divine angels come down and go to the infallible Imam, I mean, to the infallible Imam who is alive. And nowadays, I mean, for quite a long time, the divine angels come down to the 12th infallible Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, ajjal ta'ala faraj al-sharif, because this is a divine practice, because this is a divine practice as asserted in the Holy Quran, and as imamate is the continuation of prophethood, without doubt, this practice gets repeated every year. Not in the case of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but in the case of the infallible Imam who is alive. And since Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is infallible, is the infallible Imam who is alive, the divine angels come down to the to Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam.
This is today's special, and now we're going to speak about preparation for the Night of Power, Night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr. Before its arrival, the prudent wayfarer should arrange for its preliminaries and necessities. For example, for worshipping in this night, a suitable place, dress, and perfume should be arranged in advance for engaging in private humming communications, Allah the Glorious, the Exalted, as well as for communications with his master, that is Imams, peace be upon them all. He should arrange suitable themes and contents. For paying alms during this night should allocate some money. Even for the invitation of guests and for payment of alms, he should plan in advance to select the most suitable guests and the genuinely poor people who really deserve financial support. Are we among those who have prepared for this night an invitation, the way we ought to be and must be in order to attain the eternal blessing and salvation? Or are we among those negligent and idle ones who do not achieve anything except loss and eternal doom? We must better know that the one who acts naively and lazily and does not strive to take advantage of the magnificent generosities of this night, when in the hereafter, would see that those who were jealous, committed, and vigilant during these nights, what have they achieved? But they would gain nothing except regret. Dear brothers and sisters, keep us in your prayers in these precious nights, Laylatul Qadr. Allah, 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 this part is entitled Selection of the Most Suitable Deeds. By Tawassul, that is resorting to Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. The one who wants to be vigilant in this manner throughout the night, Laylatul Qadr, must take refuge in the sinless Ma'soom, the one to whom this night belongs. At the beginning of that night, should stretch his hands towards the generous threshold. With persistence, supplicating in a polite and soft manner, with words and content arousing their sympathies, should beseech them for bestowing upon him the grace of being vigilant during this night. Then he must surrender and hand over all the existence, reason, heart, self, virtues, deeds to them, and throughout the night must be careful not to commit anything which is not in harmony with this surrender, because the one who succeeds in it certainly would have achieved whatever he aspired for during this night.
Is this night called the night of destiny? Now, we should already know the answer that I just mentioned. It's called the night of destiny. Qadr in the Arabic language, al-qadr wa taqdir, means when something is destined, when something is decided. So it's called Laylatul Qadr because everything is decided tonight on Laylatul Qadr. From now till 1 year. Till next Laylatul Qadr, Allah decides everything according to the Quran. And according to the hadith, everything is decided in the Quran. Where does Allah say that in the Quran? He says, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. Allah speaks about the night that the Quran was revealed in Surah Al-Dukhan. And He says that it was revealed during Laylatul Qadr. And He says during that night, everything is decided. What do I mean everything? Listen to the hadith of Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam. Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salam, he says about this verse, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. He says, يُقَدَّرُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ يَكُونُ فِي تِلْكَ السَّنَةِ إِلَى مِثْلِهَا مِنْ قَابِلٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides everything during Laylatul Qadr. Like what? He gives examples. He says, مِنْ خَيْرٍ أَوْ شَرٍ أَوْ طَاعَةٍ أَوْ مَعْصِيَةٍ أَوْ مَوْلُودٍ أَوْ أَجَلٍ أَوْ رِزْقٍ. Any good deeds that I will do, it's all destined tonight. From now till next year. Any bad deeds that I shall do this year, it's all decided tonight. If I will receive sustenance, if I will receive that job, if I will live a comfortable life this year or not, it's all decided this year. If I will have a child or not, it's decided this year. If I will die or not, it's decided tonight. Everything is decided on Laylatul Qadr.
That was all for today's special. Again, we ask you, all brothers and sisters, to keep all of us, all of our colleagues, especially me, in your prayers. We leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Ya ghafir al-khataya, ya kashif al-balaya, ya muntaha al-raja. Oh.
خلصنا من النار يا رب الغوث الغوث خلصنا من النار يا رب.